So I know that Father likes to start his homilies with a joke, and I'm sure Maury started his homily last night with a joke. That kind of goes without saying, right? I'm not really good at jokes, but I can do some impressions. So I'm going to do an impression. I'm going to see if you guys can guess who this is. So it goes like this. You know, the best way to get to know me is to invite me to dinner. That is not a joke.
And that is not a joke.
That is not a joke. As many of you know, I enjoy kayaking. And I took some classes before I took up the sport just to get familiar with some of it and, you know, just so I could be safe and comfortable out on the water. And part of those classes talked about the equipment that was needed to be safe. And at times it seems kind of overwhelming to have all this equipment. And I have a big plastic tub that I keep all of it in, and so I can throw it in the car and go. And it seems kind of like overkill, especially on a day like today where the water's calm and there's really no trouble. But I'd rather have the equipment with me in case I need it rather than be in trouble and not have it. And this kind of stands in stark contrast to what Jesus did to the disciples today in the gospel. He sent them out with just a walking stick. There was no money and no food and nothing to carry anything in. And they were being sent out into the desert to new towns. And they were just hoping that somebody along the way would give them shelter and food, some place to sleep. And even though this is a short gospel reading, there's quite a bit packed in there. And today I would like to focus on three elements on this gospel passage that I think can help us on our journey. And the first, for lack of a better word, is stuff. Most people in our culture have a lot of stuff. I don't think it's all that uncommon for people to park their cars in the driveway because their garage is so packed full of stuff they can't park the cars in there. And you can't hardly drive down a road anywhere without running into one of these storage facilities that seem to be popping up like grass in a sidewalk, right? I mean, they're everywhere. We like our stuff. I like my stuff. I'm not different than anybody else. But the problem with all this stuff is that it starts to be comfortable and very familiar. And it serves as a distraction to some of the more important things in our life. It's easy to become spiritually and socially deadened when we find so much comfort in the stuff that we have. In the gospel, Jesus sends out his disciples without anything. Walking stick, clothes and sandals, that's it. But why? Why would Jesus send his disciples out like that? It would be just as easy for him to send them out with plenty of food and money and all that. I think part of the answer lies in when you don't have anything, you become very aware of your surroundings. So when the disciples entered into a town, they didn't have any wealth. They weren't prominent. And so it was much easier for them to find out the people that were receptive to having them and hearing their message. Having nothing, the disciples had nothing to offer in return for the hospitality, so they would find out very quickly who was open to receiving them. When we start to remove the clutter in our lives, we gain much more clarity of what and who is important in our life, in our society. The next element that I think that is important goes along with the story of the disciples being sent out without nothing, and that is trust. The disciples had to have an enormous amount of trust that they would not be harmed, that they would have food to eat and a place to sleep. I couldn't imagine the kind of trust that that took. Can you imagine journeying out in the desert without anything? Or even a plan on how to get anything? I certainly couldn't. I mean, I'm sure it could be done, but it's certainly not my style. But trust is an important part of this story, and I think that it's one that Jesus is really trying to instill in his followers. Last week, Father Amal talked about the need for Christians to trust in God. We We need to live our lives with a certain amount of trust that God will be there with us in our big moments, in our small moments as well. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to serve him and serve others. And we have to trust that he will provide the means for us to make that happen. Fear is a barrier that keeps us from moving out of our comfort zone and keeps us from living our full potential. Trusting in God can help us to break down that fear and reach out to others, which is the third element that I would like to share about this gospel story, because without a doubt, this gospel story is talking about the very thing that our bishop and our diocese is helping each one of us become, and that is being missionary disciples. For every week when we read the prayer at the end of Mass to the Holy Spirit, we are asking the Spirit to make us a community of missionary disciples. But do we stop and think about what that means? What does it mean to be a missionary disciple? One way to start thinking about it differently is about Mass. Not just this, not our participation, not that, but the word Mass. The word Mass comes from the Latin, at the end of the Latin Mass, "Ite est missa est," which means go, you are sent, or you are called, I don't know. It means you are sent. So the root word is missa, which means send or sending forth. So in a sense, it's really not proper to say that we come to Mass. It's proper to say that we go from Mass. Because being at Mass isn't the goal, it's not the end, it's the start. It's what gives us fuel to go out into the world. Jesus' vision of how he wanted his church to operate was not for people to just sit in the pews and be preached at, but to take the word of God and his body and blood from Mass out into the world. We really need to ask ourselves, and I include myself on this, do I bring more of the world into church, or do I take more of church out into the world? Is it easy to take the word of God out into the world? Well, I think to get an answer to that, we need look no farther than our first reading today in the prophet Amos. So Amaziah is kind of grilling him. Why are you bestowing all this woe and gloom on us? And Amos says, wait a minute. I didn't call out. I don't want to be a prophet. I was just a shepherd, and I took care of some trees. It was God that called me to be a prophet. I didn't want any part of it. In the same way, we may not want to be called to be missionary disciples, but that is what the Lord has called us to be. So today, when we hear the words, go and announce the gospel of the Lord, let us place less trust in our stuff, more trust in God, that he will give us everything we need to go and share the good news with others.